your organization and the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability and Crane Chicago Business have all worked together to build this Illinois budget calculator. What do you hope people will learn from this product?
Going in, our intent has been to give people a comprehensive resource so they can learn about the Illinois budget, and then second, to give them a real-life experience in how budgeting is done. We've really taken our time to, I think, build probably one of the more comprehensive sites you'll ever see on any public budget on the web. That was our aim.
So this budget calculator is not so much about the current financial dilemma that the state faces, but more about the budget process in general?
No, it's about it uses real numbers. I mean, so this is the information as up to date as we can obtain it for the 2013 fiscal year. These are real numbers, real choices, real revenue estimates, it very much is part of the here and now. What in fact the state is dealing with in terms of the nearly $9 billion carryover in debt that they have.
So one of the things that I have learned over the years is that when you account for everything that the General Assembly has to put into the budget, you're talking about 95% of the budget, that really the room to kind of make change is in that last 5%, 5 to 8% of the budget. Are you hoping people will get a better idea of the difficulty that lawmakers face?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things they'll find out is that technically, although the General Assembly won't do it in all likelihood, but technically they can defund all the public universities. And when you go through that and do that, it doesn't create a ton of savings in the process. And so I think people have a real difficult understanding the scale of the issues. Folks tend to get their heads around smaller numbers and understand what those numbers are when you start to get the real big numbers, like in the multiple millions or billions of dollars. It's much more difficult to get your head around it. And the thought that you can just simply eliminate what folks talk about as sort of waste in government, there isn't a lot you could do there that really has a material effect in terms of the state's bottom line.
We're speaking with Peter Kretikos. He's president and executive director of the Institute for Work and the Economy. So frequently we hear that too much of the budget process in Illinois happens behind closed doors. But to a certain degree, it doesn't really help to have a whole lot of hands in the pot, too many chefs in the kitchen, so to speak. Does this just put more chefs in the kitchen?
The process of how a plan is pulled together, which is the kind of thing that you're discussing in terms of how do you present, how do you come to some decisions in terms of what should be in the budget, and then have that presented to members of the General Assembly and the public, is one thing. And that's a matter what's the sort of a smart negotiating strategy and a process of getting to some sort of a proposal. But the public need, ultimately, members of the General Assembly, the governor, have to go to the public for re-election, for their support, and being able to have a good conversation with your constituents is key to that. I don't see any downside to having an informed public. I see a great upside to that.
What's your agenda here, then? Why did you and the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability and Cranes, why did you come together to do this?
My purpose really does stem to, does tie back to my 12-plus years of experience in working in the General Assembly staff. What I thought was a real need to keep the public engaged in this kind of discussions around budget. CTBA, that's their purpose. I mean, the CTBA, if you go to and look at what they've done and continue to do, it is all about educating the public, working with members of the General Assembly in a bipartisan fashion around budget issues, tax issues. So it's in our mission, for one thing, in terms of as organizations that engage in public policy. Our agenda isn't to advance a particular position through this tool or through this calculator. There are other places that we have public policy positions that CTBA takes, and we take on various things. But in the terms of the calculator itself, it really is all about educating the public, providing resources for members of the General Assembly, and so that's a core mission that we both share, and it's really an element, the core piece behind it.
Peter Kretikos is president and executive director of the Institute for Work and the Economy. Peter, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.